Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Caller number nine right now. 800-400-3697 gets a four-pack of passes to California's Great America. Oh, my God. That's so loud. You do it so loud. California's Great America's Winterfest. Oh. Open select nights now through December 31st. Your next chances to win are 11:05 and 4:05. We're doing this all day. Someone, I'm sure, is going to grab the phones there. Call now, 800-400-3697.
Sure about that?
No. This celebrity trash is not celebrity trash at all. It's Scott Capurro. Scott Capurro is brought to you by 24 Hour Fitness. Get your results your way and download a free 3-day pass today.
Oh, yeah. Work it out.
Hey, Yuzi, I just announced a contest.
We got it. We're going to get a couple good pictures of Scott. Look handsome.
Oh, my husband's making breakfast for the kids in Brazil right now. Isn't that sweet?
So he said to the neighborhood kids, I'm going to do a pancake breakfast tomorrow. And
thank you.
Well, yeah, I think his family's kids stay with him while he's there because he's the guy who fills up the pool, takes the kids swimming every day and stuff. And he said, look, if you're coming over to swim tomorrow, I'll just make breakfast. So all the kids are there right now. And he's making something like, I think he said it was chocolate toast, which sounds really good to me. I don't know what that is, but it sounds delicious.
So yeah. His family, I thought you said they were farmers.
Well, the village he grew up in has become a very desirable place to live. It's become like the Orlando of Brazil in the last 10
God,
years.
The Orlando of Brazil.
Seriously.
Is that good?
I guess.
I don't know Orlando.
There's a Disneyland there?
The reason I say is because
it's on the beach or something?
No, but there's a huge water park there that's become like the attraction in Brazil.
They're about
to build a second one.
Oh.
And he said it's surreal to go back there to see what he grew up in become this really
tourist
attraction. So...
But he fills up his a little teeny pool, and
they have his brother has a very nice plot of property. I think I showed you in a photo once, and they've got a nice pool. It's enough for kids to jump in and out.
All
of
right,
stuff. Yeah, it's adorable.
Wow,
yeah.
So the thing, you know, it's actually tragic that you don't enjoy children, because
you know I don't mind
because
them.
His husband wants a baby so bad. Like my kids love his husband so much.
Vinny shaking his head. No, I'm not. Edson sent me some photos of him with his family last night. His nephew spends the night with him. His nephew's four, and he stays up and he likes to stay up with Edson in bed and tell him stories about little stories, you know,
aww,
that he knows. Yeah, I know. Isn't that sweet?
That is so sweet.
And it's just like, no, you have to put the phone down, because he shows Edson photos and stuff of his day at school, and he's four.
You know, the thing about it is like,
so
you know, maybe a dog is the option, because Edson is the guy who won't give the dog back. I mean, it's...
Yeah,
he's so into like caring for wonder he loves you so much. He has to care for you.
But
you're
why
such
doesn't
a
he
baby.
Make me chocolate toast in the morning?
You should start sucking on a pacifier.
Oh, right.
And wearing a diaper.
Not weird at all.
There's nothing fetishy about that.
Scott is 10 years away from that already, Sarah.
You're right, actually.
10.
He's waiting for you to be old enough to.
Oh, yeah, you just turned
happy 40.
Oh,
what did you guys end up doing for your birthday?
God, nothing. I worked.
Oh.
Yeah, 57. Last week.
57.
A week ago.
When we met you were 34 and already complaining about how old you were.
God. And how old you were.
No
I know.
Doubt.
And look at us all now.
We're actually elderly people.
I don't know how that happened. Yeah. Foster City, here we come. But yeah, it was
Foster City.
It's weird because, you know, seeing him behave with kids, it's kind of rejuvenating. It makes me think maybe we should have that sort of family, because, I mean, Vinny's been revived, right, by his kids and stuff.
Oh, yeah. He's never been happier. Yeah. I mean, it seems like he's just...
Yeah, I've never seen him look so tired.
But he's got a legacy now, you know. That's what people do it for, right? So there's someone to leave their stuff to.
You know, there's a term that Sarah uses a lot, and I think it's like you're in the thick of it or whatever, and you find yourself completely overwhelmed and surviving. I'm sure after you look back and you go... oh, those moments. And I hear people say that to me. Oh, you're going to miss it so much.
You will. It's
if
weird.
If I survive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To miss it, that would be great. But in the meantime.
It's going
to
kill him.
It's really hard. Especially
your
like.
Your photos with her at the beach, though, are so sweet.
We have great times. And then, you know, like she's gotten sick and we're like, oh, my God.
Oh,
it's
I don't
so
think Scott
harder.
Knows anything about
it's,
this.
I'm not even going to get into it. But there's lots of stuff comes up. And you're like. Well, now what do we do?
Yeah.
Like, right. I can't fix it, so I guess what do we do? We're just at the...
Do you ever wonder, once the kids are grown and on their own and living their lives, how you and your wife, what that behavior between the two of you will be like then? Because it's such a business proposition raising children together, isn't it? On top of everything else, I would imagine. And once they take that away, what plan do you two have?
There's very little time on the other side of... Having had my own grandchildren... There's very little time on the other side, I think, of that I'll be alive.
So you're not worried about it.
Well,
my father's still alive, and I'm pushing 60. I mean, you could live into your 80s.
Yeah, but he had you at what age?
He was pretty young.
Right.
Yeah, he's been on his own without you for a long time. The thing is, when I think you're going to be 68 when your second kid graduates from high school.
Right.
And they still will have a few years to live with them. I mean, it's true. Your golden years are going to be...
That...
pretty long from now.
Right.
I'll tell you something. Our kids are, well, we've got one in college and one who may always live with us. I don't know. But John and I are really finding, you know, when we find ourselves alone in the house, which is more and more often, we're like giddy. It's like, oh my God, it can just be us again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just so fun.
Yeah.
You know what's trippy is I think that, because I know Christina thinks like this, and I don't know how many people do, but she was like, she likes the idea that there's kids to take care of her when she's alone later in life.
Oh, right.
And I don't think about... I've never thought how I'll manage the... I don't know. I guess I just thought I'd crawl into a hole and it'd be over. Like, right. I don't...
Like a cat crawl off into the bushes.
Yeah, I don't know. I've
there.
Never really thought like, oh, well, who will take... You know, you often mention your butt, like the whole butt wiping thing.
Well, anyone has to wipe my butt.
My sister is really in charge of my dad. I spoke to her on the phone after I got off the plane last night and she spent the whole weekend with him. It had been a tough weekend because he's having a hard time getting around. Mm. And
she's his caregiver.
She's incredible. I really...
Well, and she's there to make decisions and to staff, you know, whatever nurses
or whatever.
It's a lot,
though, she's got her own life that she's still working full time, and she's got her own daughter, her own home, her own family. And my father really relies on her,
right.
And they were close anyway. It's hard, you know. Have you seen The Irishman? Have you seen
Not
it?
Yet.
Oh, God. You loved it?
It's beautiful. It's fantastic. Yeah, I thought it was great. But the last like 45 minutes when he's, I won't give anything away, but he's kind of on his own, and you see why throughout the progression, the narrative, you see why that happens. But it's just, it's really eye-popping to think, you know, because of the way we behave now toward one another anyway, so many people are so unaccustomed to eye contact or to relying on other people. They rely on their phones. My phone didn't work when I got off the plane last night, so I couldn't order an Uber. I almost had a meltdown at the airport. I'm not kidding you. I forgot to download Uber. Why? What's happening?
And so then you went out and got a taxi.
No.
I'm going to
make
shuttle.
Uber. I didn't have any cash. A taxi. I just come off of
Super Shuttle.
You can
pay credit
card. Credit card with, at a taxi.
I didn't know that. Super Shuttle, you're hilarious. Mark said, take Bart. I'm like,
Super
Bart.
Shuttle.
I want to survive. I want to get there with my luggage. Anyway, so I got an Uber. And then the Uber woman wasn't very nice. She was kind of rude. And then we were in traffic. I thought, you know, this didn't used to be a big thing because we weren't all self-important. But now we've all got our own little stories, our own little films we're making.
We're all little cyborgs carrying
around
our devices.
And I wonder how that's going to affect, you know, because kids, when they get, you know, kids growing up on these things are going to be different, aren't they?
They are.
Yes,
in fact, we're the last generation of people who really experienced life without that. We had computers, but we had no idea how insidious they were going to be inserting themselves into our lives. They're like, who can live without their phone now? When's the last time you asked someone for directions?
Oh, seriously. It's very tempting with these two to feel very important. I have to remind myself all the time, I don't matter. It doesn't matter. Why am I getting worked up about this?
Right.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, well, I've got 62 text messages and 400 emails. I must be very important.
That's it. There's over 10,000. When I see that number on his phone, we're in bed in the morning, I'm making coffee. I'm like, how can you... He's like, Kapoor, I'm keeping it under 15,000. It's good. It's good. He doesn't answer anything. I'm like, wow, why can't I be like that? He just doesn't.
You just delete the mail app. I don't even know why he's got it on there. I know. He's clearly not ever answering his emails.
I know. I know. Even stuff I even
it bothers
stuff
me
I
when
him.
I see red dots on someone else's screen because I work to keep mine clear.
Oh, seriously.
You know?
Yeah.
Me
I just,
too.
God, when I pick up my phone, if I put my phone down for 6 or 7 hours, like go out and have my day, and I get back in and they'll be like, you know, just a number that I don't even want to look at.
Like 47
people,
emails.
You know what? We have very streamlined lives compared to people who work in tech, too. In tech,
so true.
It's not constant. Only do they get a million emails directly to them, but they're also part of those strings where they're in group.
See below.
My friend's bringing a lot of her tech friends from her business in the South Bay to the show at the Punchline tomorrow night that I'm doing.
Oh, wait.
Punchline, baby.
Do we have that down on tomorrow his schedule?
Night. Yeah, I'm at the Punchline tomorrow night.
The first show I have
is... Oh, there
is,
it is now. December 18th, the Punchline. San
tonight
Francisco.
I'm in Martinez, but the 7 o'clock show, that 7 o'clock show sold out tonight, so we added a 9 o'clock show.
Yeah.
And Martinez,
look at you,
9
o'clock. Martinez.
I have a text here. I have a text here saying, can't wait to see you tonight in Martinez.
Oh, great. Yeah, that'd be a really fun. Great club.
Amazing.
Tomorrow night is the Punchline, and I'm doing it. I'm podcasting tomorrow night's show because it's an interview chat show. Yeah, with stand-up, and I'm going to chat with the people about why they do the comedy they do. But a friend of mine told me, oh, I'm bringing all my tech friends from my tech office. I'm like, you guys can come, but I'm telling you, I'm keeping an eye on you. Why? Because the last time you came, she got bored for like 5 seconds and rolled over on her seat, looked down, and she's on her phone. I'm like, you guys, you cannot do it. You're not at work. She said, I can't get out of my head. It's really hard. I'm like, you have... I almost want to run around.
It gets sucked you in another thing. Have you ever noticed how you can't, it's even if you're trying to, you can't pay attention to anyone else around you when there's something going on your phone.
But live performance, there's people on stage in front of you. It's terrible.
I know. You shouldn't even, you should just turn your phone off.
Are you on, what is this, the show this time around? Is it Islamo Homophobia Last Load?
Excuse me?
Well, it was Reloaded.
Yeah, you're
then,
right. Yeah, yeah,
I don't know.
And then another load. No, this is, tomorrow night's just, I'm interviewing, I'm going to let comics do their material, and then like on the podcast I say, you know what inspired you to tell that joke, why would you cover that material, why would
and
you
it's
do what
Scott
you do?
Kapoor Probes,
that's the podcast,
that's the name
a
of
new
podcast.
One comes out today.
All
yeah
right.
Yeah, and your episode comes out in a few weeks, I think.
I can't wait. I'll actually listen to your podcast. It's gonna be amazing.
I think the one that comes out today is with Mark Gatiss. You know Mark Gatiss?
I don't.
No,
he wrote Sherlock.
Oh.
And he's on it. He plays his brother on the series.
Oh.
That's Mark Gatiss.
Oh, the one starring Benedict Cumberbatch?
Yes.
That's a great
show. His brother on that show is Mark, who's a good friend of mine. But he did the show. And he was in a comedy trio that were really, really successful before all this called The League of Gentlemen. They had a film and a series. Anyway, and now he's had a lot of work since then, obviously.
Right.
So.
He's your guest
he's
on today's podcast.
He's a person that, I don't know if you guys ever confront this on your show, but he's so smart. He's so urbane and articulate that it was hard for me to keep up.
Greg Proops does that to us.
I agree.
He?
Yeah.
He is so quick and so disdainful when he can see that you're not keeping up. You're just trying to wrap your head around what he said a minute ago.
Yeah. Greg's great. Yeah.
Yeah. He is.
They're both kind of in a similar league to me, I think. And on their onstage persona, too, is so fast and furious.
Fast. It's almost like you want it on tapes. You can go back and listen to it in chunks and think on it.
Which is what I hope the people do with the podcast. I hope they listen to parts. I mean, you know, where in preparing for this, I was kind of intimidated about doing a podcast because I didn't know. I only really done yours consistently. Mm-hmm. I've done others. But then I listened to My Favorite Murder. Do you know that one?
I don't.
It's huge. And it's with a woman who's a comic from San Francisco, Karen Kilgariff. And she went on to write for TV and stuff, but she's got this podcast where they go to various cities and talk about a local murder. And it's really, I've had a couple of women mention to me recently here and in Europe. And I'm like, well, I've got to listen to this. It's huge. I mean, they were in Oslo the week before I was there a couple weeks ago, and they'd filled a room in Oslo, a huge theater there. It's just an enormous show. But they just talk.
About murder.
It's just chat, though.
Yeah.
You can tell there's no script. I mean, they're both very funny, but they just chat. I'm like, why am I making this a big thing? Because the people I interview, I watch clips, I prepare, I have a script, which is useless when you get in there because they're so smart, they talk over me so quickly. But it's like, people just want to hear chat.
Yep.
Like with you two.
Well, they want to hear natural thoughts on and reactions things that have been
But with
Proops,
just remember, this is what I do. You're Bob the Builder. Get out of here with your big brain.
That's actually helpful, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Bob the Builder.
I think you do for money.
I think he's doing his podcast soon at the Punchline. I think that's coming out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What is his podcast? The smartest man in the world or something like that?
Yeah, I really like
it. I subscribe to his. I subscribe to yours. I subscribe to a million of them, and I very rarely listen to podcasts.
Well, you don't have a long commute. That's probably why. No, it's because you're not in the car a lot. But if you are, if you commute, like,
it's so true. I swear to God, like, getting audio off your phone, yet another thing your phone will do for you. Radio.com, listen to this show anytime you want. It's definitely one of the good things about it. It's almost like, but then it's like TV's become this thing that you can't possibly watch everything. It used to be, you could be caught up on everything on TV, but now like, forget just TV, YouTube and everything else that's available and all these weird streaming things. The world's getting away from us, Scott. We're the old guard.
But the podcast is great for long flights. I mean, a long one yesterday.
And where can people find your podcast?
Oh, it's on Spotify. It's on iTunes. It's on Apple. It's everywhere.
Wow.
Not platformed here, though, because we had a little problem with that.
Are legit, aren't you?
I'm doing what I can.
Look at you go.
So listen, we're just talking about like Silicon Valley and the phones that are taking over our lives. Did you watch the show Silicon Valley? Do you watch it at all?
I've seen some of it.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
It's great.
Yeah.
So randomly, and I saved this for you because you're going to die when you see these pictures. So Kumail Nanjiani, am I saying his name right? I think I am.
He's great.
He's great. So he did that movie, The Big Sick.
Yeah.
He's just very talented. He plays, I think the guy's name is like Dinesh or something.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Dinesh, that's it.
That's right.
So he's going to play a superhero in a movie.
Oh.
Vinny, just to familiarize you in case you don't know what he looks like.
I'm familiar.
Think of old, Kumail Nanjiani and what he looked like. He is doing.
Where did he grow up? This guy. Do you know where he's from?
I think he's from Pakistan. But I think he's an American. I think his family's Pakistani. Remember,
but
if you saw The Big Sick, he's like an American kid.
Oh.
So he is going to be in the upcoming Eternals movie, which we've been hearing about. This is a Marvel movie, and he is playing a superhero in that movie. So he got a trainer.
Oh, God.
And
how old is he?
Good for him.
He's got to be in his
late 41.
41.
Oh,
well.
God, that's a good age. I wish I was 41. No, seriously. At that age, you can still get a trainer. And it works.
Yeah. He got a trainer because he was basically, he says in this pretty long post that he put on Instagram where he put these new pictures of himself that I'm going to show you in just a second because you're not going to effing believe these photos. He wrote, I never thought I'd be one of those people who would post a thirsty shirtless.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Did he put tiny shorts on and had a big cucumber in his pants?
Who doesn't want to do that? Come on.
He didn't. They're loose shorts, but it's a bare torso. And wait, I'm just going to hand you.
What's that dude's name? Like, Durello?
Like a bear? Like a
Jason Derulo.
Do you mean like a hairy torso? Like a big, like a bear?
Just
or do you mean,
a good look.
I'm going to hand each of you one. Do an exchange when we're done.
Oh, good Lord. This is actually him?
Yes.
From that?
Yes.
What? What do you
mean?
His face looks different, though.
Yeah, I know. Even his face looks different.
He looks fantastic.
He's like,
nah,
even his jaw seems more muscular.
God.
Look at his freaking arms. They're
look
like,
what I can do for you.
It is un-effing
believable. This is living on, like having sea kelp wraps and living on water.
No,
maybe.
Right. He's basically saying in this thing, he says, I've worked way too hard for too long, so here we are. So that's why he put
Edson
the pictures
did this, up. Edson did this to his body that time when he was working out.
Said,
and
I
Bryn could do this, right, Bryn?
Bryn can do that.
Depends.
I would not have been. I would not have been able to do this if I didn't have a full year with the best trainers and nutritionists paid for by the biggest studio in the world. I'm glad I look like this, but I also understand why I never did before. It would have been impossible without these resources and time. So then he goes on to thank everybody, and then he goes on to thank his wife for putting up with me complaining and talking about only working out and dieting for the last year. I promise I'll be interesting again someday.
What? The veiny arms are almost too much, aren't they?
They are
I
too
know.
Much. It's
like
so
the veiny
gross.
Arms and hands and stuff? It's not gross. It's to a lot of people, it's really hot.
I
can't be sure, but I bet you he's a guy who never worked out prior to this.
Mm-hmm.
So this is like a whole new, like even as a young man, he probably didn't.
Right.
I mean,
no,
the three
totally
of us,
agree.
We've been looking like that for a long time, right, guys? Guys, hello.
Well, you're probably the closest. I mean, you're Mr. Skinny Yoga Guy, but that he's a beefcake.
Yeah.
I looked at those photos of me and Bryn were looking at him this morning and just kind of cracking up because it's so odd to see this guy. He is so cut. It's ridiculous. And he kind of looks like Hooman.
He does look a bit like Hooman in the first photo, I thought.
If Hooman was to work. Like, that would be so, it would be the weirdest thing in the whole world.
Oh, God.
You'd love it, wouldn't
oh,
you?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, he'd be so attractive.
You'd
to
think
me.
Differently you about that then? Kiss, no. Wouldn't you?
Come on, like,
yes, it
holiday
was
kisses.
30
Come
seconds.
On. No, it holiday wasn't. Tongue, little holiday tongue.
Of course
tongue.
There was tongue.
No, Merry tongue. Christmas. Oh, my God.
No.
basically, surprise.
Happy New Year.
I'm cut for Eternals.
Oh, God.
I know, amazing. But you're the only person I know that works out with any kind of real, like,
well, the thing is,
it,
what I try, I do, I like to, because I'm doing, like, 10-mile runs now, three times a week. I'm going to run a...
Whoa.
I'm going to try to run the half marathon on March 2nd.
Why do a half? You're doing 10 miles?
Because it's the first step for the marathon a few months later. And the hardest part for me isn't the exercise, because the run, once you're past, like, mile 8 or 9, it's like... Your mind, you don't know where you are. It doesn't matter. Seriously, you're out of body experience. You may, you know, but, and your body just, you stop feeling it.
Right.
But it's avoid, like, I got on the plane last night and the food they bring you, I'm like, you're bored, you're kind of hungry, you've been getting ready all day, you haven't stopped for a meal. Avoiding it is so hard.
Well, it's impossible. You're hungry. It's like,
no, but I don't eat it.
It helps,
but...
it helps kill the... love airline food because it's like all in little... It's always awful. It's always in little compartments.
It's disgusting.
Little
yeah, they can't help
the whole
it.
Little knife and fork. And
they don't have to feed you, you know. Did you know about... Because I used to go out with a guy who worked for airlines. He said, we could stop feeding. It's not in the contract. When you buy a ticket, there's nothing in there that says we have to feed you.
Ah.
He said, that's why we feed you the food we do, because we don't have to do it. But... I had a bite of the dinner, and it was a chicken thing, and then they brought me this thing that smelled so good for breakfast that I was starving by then, and it was basically a pizza, like a strudel pizza.
Oh,
yum!
Okay.
Yeah, I took a bite of it, and I'm like, so delicious, and then I got rid of it. I'm like, you know, if I eat this, I'm just not going to feel great, because that's a lot of reason people feel. I've had stewardesses tell me this, why people don't feel well after a flight. It's because you ate during the flight. I mean, you're up there, your organs shrink. You're not meant to be eating because you're sitting the whole time. Don't eat if you can avoid it, or bring your own snacks.
Yeah.
But that's the hardest part for me. For the
well, it's so boring being on a plane and sitting.
Well,
in that seat
the food thing anyway, because when like a lot of runners I know, they do weights and stuff to train, which is it's a loss. It's ridiculous. You shouldn't. If you're running distance, you don't want to carry weight around with you. Mm. So, I mean...
Well, lucky for you, you don't have any of that. You're like a skeleton with...
But I shove it in, though. I like eating. I really
well,
miss...
Well, you have you know. To... I'm sure you probably need 5,000 calories a day just
I have to eat about
3,000
a day.
Your weight, I mean...
Just to
you're
maintain
running
the weight.
10 miles, and you do a ton of yoga, too.
Yeah.
Oh, have you not... Are you not doing
no,
yoga?
I am, but it's hard to maintain 3,000 calories a day without eating junk, is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I understand why people do it. Mm. Like, you see a lot of runners carry muffins with them and all this... Triomixy
oh,
sugary
those
stuff.
Gel things, right?
They're really bad for your teeth, that stuff, because it's full of sugar. So,
isn't this the time of the year that you usually go on your yoga vacation?
February, March.
February.
Are you going? You doing that
I
again?
Might do it, because my friend Laurel, who may go, I just had coffee with her this morning. She might go. If she goes, I might go, because I really love her. I miss her, because she moved to the East Coast with her husband.
Oh. So, you had coffee with her this morning?
Yeah, because she's in town for a few days, and we hung out a little bit last night when I got off the plane.
Lucky.
Yeah. No, it's great to see her.
Well, Scott, it's great to see you
oh,
as well. We
wait,
are done.
No, I can stay. You guys, don't worry about it. No,
what an appearance.
Great
what?
Job.
No, I feel like we not have...
That was incredible.
Have I been funny?
Yeah. Hilarious.
Seriously?
Right, so,
you guys.
Scott, you got to leave them wanting more, baby.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right.
Mo was trying to tell you that.
Right,
so
yeah, thanks,
tonight
thanks,
at Five Sons and Martinez...
With Phil Griffiths, two shows.
There is a second show that is not sold out?
Not sold out,
okay, and then tomorrow night you're at the Punchline recording your podcast.
And then Friday I'm in...
Alameda at the local.
That one's still got a few tickets left. A few.
You don't have anything booked between then and New Year's Eve?
No, because the way Christmas falls and stuff. The way
he probably has things booked. He did travel alone, Sarah.
That is true.
Stuff. Wink. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, don't worry. I'll be busy. Armstrong.
We put up little bit of a schedule for Scott on the Alice Instagram.
Okay, okay. Perfect.
Is it legal to take mushrooms in California now?
They just decriminalize the...
They were talking about that.
There's a mushroom store somewhere near where I live, and I thought, do they mean the kind?
No, I don't, but...
But who would have... Why would you have a mushroom store?
Yeah, unless you could sell it legally, yeah. Well, I'm taking mushrooms on Christmas Day in Guerneville, so I might see you there.
Oh, no!
Yeah!
Yeah!
Oh, my
God. The mushrooms just showed up.
Come on. Yeah, Christmas
Eve. Dude, you're 57.
I know, I know. We're going to make lasagna Christmas Eve and the mushrooms
you're
all
gonna
day
die,
long.
Die with your boots on.
Seriously,
oh
yeah.
Kids, don't do it.
Right. If anybody...
bad.
Anyone is terrible. Looking for something to do on New Year's Eve, you are doing a show at Armstrong Brewing Company in South San Francisco. Let me ask you this.
Yes.
Is this a New Year's Eve show that goes until midnight?
No, we're doing it at 7. There's two of the comics on the bill. It's a good 2 hours of comedy.
And then you got to go find something else to do.
Yeah, exactly. We thought people would want to spend their New Year's Eve with somebody else, not me, weirdly, but and with the comics I'm on with. Mm. But there's snacks involved. There's beer. Yeah, I'm going to provide snacks because it's New Year's Eve, and I want people to have a snack
so
before they drink heavily. I know. So it'll be great. That show's going to be really, really fun.
All right.
Thank you for mentioning it.
Well, thank you for being
here. And I'm sure
here.
I will have come down from the shrooms by then, right? The hallucinations are over by...
You
more
hope
than
so.
Likely.
Right.
It's a whole week away.
I might be shopping at Macy's the day after, like, I'll take that. Ooh, I look good in this, don't I? Like little tube tops and short
Your
shorts.
Husband has told us you're rolling in money.
Yes, he has.
So what are you worried about?
But his idea of money is coinage, seriously. He can survive on so little. And yet, I gave him the debit card. This happened again. And some American dollars take to Brazil with him. He called me the day he arrived. Kapoor, the debit card doesn't work. And I can't. You have to call Wells. Call Wells Fargo. Wait. There are numbers on the back. You call. No, Kapoor, will you please? So I'm on the phone with Wells Fargo. And they're like, wait, is he in Brazil? We don't know where he is. Anyway, so.
Cue
yes.
the music. Scott Kapoor.
I feel like I have so much more to cover.
I know. Well, we'll have you back.
This is my last time. This is it.
And don't you come back.
Are we doing a podcast? Podcast?
No, we're not doing a podcast.
Okay. All right. I got dressed up for this.
Bye, Scott.
All right, see
you. Love you so much.
Love you guys so much. Bye-bye.
Check out the Alice 973 Instagram for the schedule.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Alice 973's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.